So now you're starting to see why the Federal Reserve was holding their cards tight to their chest. They didn't want to come out and say, okay, we're going to reduce rates. And when? The reason why they weren't doing that was right here. I told you guys what was going to happen as soon as the Federal Reserve came out and said, okay, we're going to reduce rates. You're going to see the stock market rally and you're going to see rates come down. However, the mortgage rates are going to stay sticky for a little bit longer. And I'm going to go over that here in just a minute. But I do want to show you guys an article that just popped up in my news feeds, and it's right through here. And I thought I would share it with you right through here. Are there houses in the United States that are affordable? So that let's take a little bit of dive into that little commentary, and then we're going to go over to why rates might not come down as low as you might think. So right through here, these are the top 10 states to live in 2024. Now, all I hear down below in all these other videos is you can't buy anywhere in the whole country because nobody ever anywhere in the entire country can afford a house. Well, if that's you, please change your mindset. Okay, because right through here, you're going to see the top 10 states that are affordable to buy according to this article. Now I'm going to go through here. Let's go through it just briefly, and I'm just going to look at the state and give you my opinions. And I don't know everything about all these states, but I have enough to kind of be dangerous, okay? So Delaware, not a bad state. I've never been there in my whole life, but let's go down through the economics through this. The appreciation ranking on this is 4.73, so you guys might say if you're out in Southern California or Austin or whatever, you're like 4.73. Heck, we get that every 6 months. Well, that's the norm. The norm is about 4 or 5% appreciation on housings. So when you're in an area and you start seeing 10, 15, 20, it's going to probably pull back at some point. Is it going to give all that back? No, but it's going to give a portion of that back. Okay, so here's what we're seeing right through here. Affordability, 0 of 2, 2 being the highest. Here's another area that a lot of people don't even focus in on. The tax rates. Like in Illinois, we have the second highest tax rates in the entire country. So even though our housing prices are trying to go up, it's kind of stagnated because the taxes are so high, it's hard to make those payments. Okay, but that's what's going on right there in Delaware. Indiana, it's a state just right next to me. And I know a lot about that because I used to have several offices there. The appreciation rank there is 8%. It's a little hot. But if you go over here, inventory, there's 2 months inventory left. The average house is $265,000 with the tax rate of 0.86. Sounds affordable to me. This is probably giving you a house payment that would be equal to or less than your rent payments would be. Okay, then you go through Georgia. Parts of Georgia are seeing some really good numbers right now. Parts of Georgia aren't. You're seeing right here, through here, the appreciation rate is 7.16, a little bit on the high side. Let's go down through the rest of this. The effective tax rate, good there. Affordability score, good there. And median home price, $385. It's in line. Tennessee. Now, Tennessee is becoming a really hot area, especially the Nashville area. Let's see how that's looking right now. That is up 6.24%. Now, again, guys, I think the data here is telling us how much it's up so far this year. So if you're sitting back there and you're saying, well, cool, housing prices, aren't they crashing? Well, they're not crashing in these areas. So let's go down through and continue on with this survey. Then we go to Nevada. Now, I'm starting to get some, a little bit leery on where these numbers are going to be. So the Silver State, historically volatile, and this year is no exception. But inventory is manageable and housing construction is active. So that's what they're telling us about that market. The average price there is $458,000. Seeing appreciation about 3.5% right there. The affordability index is in line and the effective tax rate is in line. Based on this data. Now, I haven't validated this data. I'm just assuming CNBC is on the ball when it comes to this. Now, New Jersey. Here's where I start to kind of contemplate. Okay, well, New Jersey has the highest tax rates in the country. So how can the housing there be affordable? So let's kind of take a dive into this. Go through here, the appreciation, it's appreciating very well. Inventory is right in line, affordability at 0.56, and there it is, 1.64. I would rank this as basically the worst out of the worst, okay? And you have home prices at 532. But, based on this data that they're providing us is saying that that's a good area. North Carolina, the Carolinas are doing pretty good. Let's go down and see how this is looking. We got a 7% appreciation rate, 2 months of inventory, affordability at 0.52, at the effective tax rate at 0.6. Now you see what I mean? You have to pay attention to the tax rates because if you go up here in New Jersey, it's double. It's double what it is in North Carolina. So let's continue to go down. That average price is $383.7. Now, Arizona, this is where I start to kind of, let's go through the next three. Arizona, South Carolina, I'll have to go with that one. But then we're going to go down through here. Here's the one, Florida. Now, I own in Florida. My house, my condo is actually appreciating very well. But the real estate taxes, they're going up a decent amount. The insurance is nuts. Is completely nuts. So would I be a buyer in Florida? Well, in the area that I have a place, would I buy? Not right now. That's just me being honest. I would sit on the sidelines a little bit, let the markets kind of do what they're doing and so forth. But I just wanted to give you just a highlight of what it's going through. And you go down through here, the appreciation ranking is 6.85, 4 months of inventory, and that's growing and growing. So it's a little concern there. And then the average house is 420,000. So those are just some ideas of if you're in those areas, you know, maybe give me some feedback down below. Do you agree with these or not? But now let's get over to this. Here's my pet peeve again. Yes, I'm going to go out there on a tangent again. This is killing us. Okay, here's what prompted this. I had a call this morning from a young man saying, Dan, I know the Federal Reserve's starting to lower rates. The federal funds rate's going to come down. What's that going to do to mortgages? And I said, well, there's two different dynamics to work right now. There's short-term rates, and that's basically kind of what the Federal Reserve controls. And then there's longer-term rates. So let me explain this for you real quick. The Federal Reserve, what they control is what's called the federal funds rate. All that is interbank lending. And the best way to explain that is, let's say at the end of the day, for regulation purposes, a bank has to be have to have so much money in reserves. So let's say they have to have $1 billion in reserves, but they don't have it. They only have $999 million. So what they have to do before they can close their books for the day, they have to get money lent to them enough that they can close their books and be solvent on the day. So they go to another bank and they get the money lent to them. Thus, they're paying an interest rate called the federal funds rate. Okay, but so what happens is the federal funds rate now kind of trickles down through the economy and it controls more of short-term interest rates like credit cards, car loans, personal loans, and then your savings accounts and things like that. That's what the rates of those rates come from. However, the long-term rates, things like mortgages, they're not affected by this. Well, they're not affected directly because what this is what mortgage rates are coming from is a mortgage bond. And we go over this every day. So what I do over here is I show you what's going on with mortgage bonds. And today we have right now the MBS market is up 12 ticks. So what happens is when we do a mortgage, what companies do is they take all these mortgage notes, they bundle them up into a big loan package, and they sell them off as a mortgage-backed security bond. Okay, so it's a bond. It's another bond going into the bond market to be purchased by investors. Well, here's the problem. Here's how much debt we have right now. And because our federal government is insolvent, basically, at this point, they're spending more money than they're taking in. That's how you and I create or get our credit card bills going up and up and up. But how the Federal Reserve funds this is they just issue treasury bills. Okay, so what they do is they push these into the market along with mortgage bonds, along with corporate bonds, with all these other bonds. So now what happens is investors have to buy these bonds up, and based on the appetite and how much money or how many bonds are being issued, that might dilute the system. So think of it this way. If there's way too much of something out there, which we're seeing in bonds right now, it's going to drive down the prices and up the yields, because investors are saying, I want a higher yield because I got all these options to pick from. So I want one that's as secure as I can get it, but with a high yield. So that's what's going on right now. So this is playing a big role because the federal government is just massively out there selling bonds. Okay, so here's other things that really tick me off, I guess, is you go down through here, and one of the things that the Biden administration is trying to do right now is to cap rent increases. And I know I'm going to get blasted again from you guys down there saying, Dan, you know, it's crazy. Landlords are doing this and landlords are doing that. Well, let me ask you this. If there's a 5% cap on the increase of your rents, let's say, for example, all of a sudden the homeowner's insurance bill came in, like you and I get, and our premiums doubled or maybe tripled. Okay. Well, how does an investor recapture, you know, basically their return on investments if they cannot pass those increases over to the tenant? Same thing with insurance, same thing with taxes, same thing with a lot of other regulations that take place. So yes, there might be a way to control this, but you can't just carte blanche just say, okay, you can't increase your payments over 5%. It's just going to be illegal. I don't see how that's actually legal in itself. Okay, so that's that piece of it. And then you also have right through here, how much we're adding to this bond market. So you guys know my pet peeve on the what our deficit is. So now we're over here, and look how much is going to be spent or potentially going to be spent on this. So now the Biden administration is saying we're going to take $258 billion to help, you know, possibly solve the housing crisis. Well, they're trying to do the same thing with student loan debt. So if you just take these two components alone, student loan forgiveness at $400 billion, and then you go over to this, this is just one little trickle thing that he's trying to get past, another $258 billion. So you have, what's that, $650 billion that they're going to add to this thing, and we're just teetering on $35 trillion over there. I might actually do a live event when this thing hits $35 trillion just to show you guys how this is nuts. This is completely nuts, okay? As you get older, if you're in your 20s, 30s right now, I never really give a shit about this stuff when I was younger. Now I do, because now I'm starting to see how all these dynamics are playing a role in my financial life, and I'm not liking a lot of it. Okay, so that's what we're seeing right through there. So let's go over and see where mortgage rates are going. So we have the MBS market now up 13 ticks. That means mortgage rates should cool just a little bit. Let's go over to where mortgage rates are right now. Update this to see if it's updated. No, that should not be going up. So we'll probably see about 6.8 by the end of the day or the opening of tomorrow. So if you're out there and you're like, hey, I'd really love to explore the options of, can I buy a house in 2024? Maybe an investment property is the way to go to start getting some cash flow. Maybe you're looking to refinance. We're getting a lot of requests for refinancing. What do you do if you have any questions? Go to therateupdate.com. That's my website. I'm a loan officer licensed in all 50 states. Yes, all 50 states, as well as Puerto Rico. I'd love to work with you. Okay, I'm one of the country's largest mortgage brokers as well. We're set up with almost 50 different lenders. What that means for you guys, what it means for you is there's one application, one credit pool. Then we're going to give you all the options that you have here at ServBank. But we're also going to have the ability to give you the products and the rates from these other companies. So why should you go out there on your own trying to figure out all this when you can use our services with one application and one credit pool? So what do? You just go right through here. If you're looking to buy, click the grant finder first. That's what I want you to do prior to doing anything. See if you're eligible for some free money. If not, then go over to the apply now button, click that, and you're on your way. So if you'd rather just call us to find out, if you have any questions for us or you just want to kick the tires, give us a call. 844-775-5626 is our phone number, or you can email me directly at dan@therateupdate.com. So thanks so much for watching, guys. I greatly appreciate your support and watching me on a daily basis. And if you haven't yet subscribed, please do me one favor. Just subscribe down right over there. That'll make me happy. Otherwise, I will see you tomorrow morning bright and early with the opening bell. Take care and have a fantastic day. Bye-bye.